man cooks. I asked him what he cost him, but it wasn't none of my business. I appreciate it.
No, we're through with this.
Don't leave. We're not going to be on that, I hope.
No, don't worry about
that. Yeah, if y'all on there, you mature. He just gonna play that himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if y'all ever have him on again, I wanna know it.
We're going to have him on again. We're gonna have a
if I make it big part,
big camp stew meeting out here Friday night. Well, I think we might film some of it.
Bye. We're gonna see. We've got to see Miss Marguerite. You know she's not well.
She ain't. No, you hear what he said now?
Uh-huh.
We're gonna have a calf stew out here Friday night, and we left to meet the people around here.
Well, if I can make it out there, I'll try to kill this right there.
Well, you see, they're gonna have plenty of wood. You tell honey.
Okay.
Miss Dobie said we could get all the wood we wanted, and Edgar Lee said he'd take his truck and bring a load.
Okay.
And Honey would get a load. David Adam, David Johnson would bring a load, and the women can stay in the house if it's cold.
Yeah.
We'll build them fire, because we're going to sing all night. Me and Miss Bob, you know when Miss Ruth had, we had that pot out there, Miss Ruth? And Miss Salmon said, what could we do to get these folks to sing like they sang in the night? I said, get them drunk like you.
We had a supper for Egg. He was in the service.
Well, thank you, doing all right.
Just now, glad to see y'all.
Bye.
Anytime y'all can come, come on.
Okay.
You see, it brought the orange and went back.
Yeah.
It shaded roll yesterday, didn't it? That's dip on the boy's arm, and when he know them things, he's picking up out chin somewhere. He had, when a boy dances for you, he rested the next day because he had time to try to stay up with him. They had a fella playing a piano there. They brought him from Louvain. And I'd been playing a piano down there. Them that children had a piano at their house, and sometimes me and Brer both would be up there for supper. Eat supper with them children and their dad and mother. And I played the piano, preaching at the old campground. Oh, they just get a kick out. And me and Bill was living here, and old Honey come up here one evening and said, I said, yeah. Now he walked up there, he said, hey, big nigga, I said, yeah. You wanna go hear a piano player tonight? I said, yeah. Now get ready and come on, there's one down there at my house. I got ready and went on down there, and I see the nigga walking around in there, a little tall, slender fella with long hands. And I said, right now that nigga can play and can't sing. He can sing and can't play worth nothing. And we eat up and come up there to Mr. Young's. And that nigga sat down to a piano up there, spread his hands out and brought them together. And he sitting there looking at him. And he taking his coat off and laid it in my lap.